shooting has done a really nice job at point this year.
They feed it to Zwemer in the lane, and Andrew Seaman got a little contact with him, and he'll draw the foul. That is the first foul against Andrew Seaman and the third team for Harbor Beach. So Lakers will get it underneath their own hoop on the left side of your radio. Paul Zwemer sits down for the much shorter Nick Post. Zwemer so far in this game has 6 points of Lakers 11. Shooty passes to Evan Kaczynski, and it's actually tipped by Aaron Ginther, and he steals it right there. Over to Josh Schelke, left wing, dribbles down to the baseline, puts up the layup, no good. Rebounds by Josh Schelke himself, down to Aaron Ginther, left wing, drives down the lane, same spot, goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. Aaron Ginther will be going to the line for two shots here. Aaron Ginther is 1-for-2 from the free throw line so far in the night. No field goals for him. That's the fourth team foul against the Lakers. Number 24 picks up his second. That's Aaron Christie. First free throw from Ginther is good. Ginther 2 points of the night, 2-for-3 from the free throw line. Largest lead of the night for Harbor Beach at 3, 14-11, with 39.8 seconds left. Second free throw is up and good. Now a 4-point lead for the Pirates, 15-11 over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Shooty bringing the ball up for the Green Machine. Being guarded by Eli Kraft, dribbling to his right wing. Now to Binder in the corner. It's tipped by Colin Cook. It's still loose, and Binder brings it in. 25 seconds left. Over to Christie. Now Shooty for three, left wing. Way off the mark. Rebound by Binder. He puts this one back in. Nice rebound put back by Kyle Binder. He has 4 and brings Lakers within 2. 13 seconds left in the first quarter. Josh Schelke, left wing. Back to Eli Kraft, 7 seconds left. Back over to Josh Schelke, feeds it down to Aaron Ginther in the left corner. 3 seconds left, dribbles in once, goes up for the shot. And they say he was fouled on the floor. One last foul here before the end of the first quarter will be Lakers' 5th team foul. It's a push by the same official. And that's the 3rd against Aaron Christie. So some early foul trouble for Aaron Christie. Head coach Jeremy Majeski couldn't get Christie out of there fast enough. He picks up his 3rd. Eli Kraft with 1.9 seconds left. Picks it into Andrew Seaman in the right corner for 3. Yes! At the end of the first quarter, Andrew Seaman beats the buzzer for 3. He now has 12 points of the night and gives Harbor Beach a 5-point lead heading into the second session. You're tuned to WLEW Lakers 13, Harbor Beach 18.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call. And local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
From the moment she was born, I promised to love her.
After the first quarter, Harbor Beach leads by 5, 18-13 over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. After Andrew Seaman hits a 3 right before the buzzer, he now has 12 points on the night already, and we've only played 8 minutes. Harbor Beach gets the ball to start the second quarter after losing the tip at the beginning of the game. Eli Kraft dribbles down the right lane from the block with the layup, and this one's good. Eli Kraft with 5 points in the night gives Harbor Beach a 7-point lead. At the top of the key, Evan Kaczynski dribbling to the left wing, now to shooting the corner. Zwemer flashes the paint down to the left block. They feed it into him. Goes to work inside the lane. And we have a reach in by Aaron Ginther behind inside the middle of the lane. That'll be a foul against the Pirates. Aaron Ginther's 1st and Harbor Beach's 4th of the half. So Lakers will get it underneath their own hoop. Kyle Binder will be passing this one in. And they feed it to the top to the left wing to Evan Kaczynski. Kaczynski to Paul Zwemer for the jump shot, and it's actually stripped away by Aaron Ginther. And they call him for the travel. It should have been a tip That should have been legal as Aaron Ginther tipped it away and the official was blindsided by it, and he called a travel instead.
Coach Majeski was trying to go ahead and convince the officials of that, but they were not going to have a redo.
Eli Kraft, top of the key, leading by 7, 20-13, Harbor Beach over Lakers. Aaron Ginther over to Andrew Seaman, top of the key, just inside the 3-line. Shot is no good. And rebound Binder, and there we have a foul on the rebound against Harbor Beach. So the Lakers will get the ball 90 feet from their own hoop. 15 foul against Harbor Beach. And the foul is against number 4, Colin Cook, his second. So he sits down, and Brandon Oswald's back out there for the Pirates. For Lakers, we have Kyle Binder, Evan Kaczynski, Nick Post, Jared Schutte, and Paul Zwemmer. For the Pirates, Josh Schelke, Aaron Ginther, Brandon Oswald, Andrew Seaman, and Eli Kraft. Kaczynski into the corner to Schutte. Thought about taking the three, instead loses balance, and he's on the floor. Kicks it to Zwemmer. Inside the lane, the lefty puts up the jump shot, bounces twice, no good. Rebound Andrew Seaman, but Kyle Binder's there to steal it away. Seaman wanted a foul, and none was called for good reason. 6.5 to play in the second. It's a 7-point lead still for the Pirates. 20-13. Lakers has not scored yet in 1.5 in this second quarter as the shot from Schutte's no good. Rebound Josh Schelke pushing it up for the Pirates. Up to Eli Kraft, top of the key. Dribbling to his right wing, being guarded by Zwemmer. Drives down to the lane, goes up for the layup, and this one's off the mark. Rebound Seaman. He loses his balance. Ball is still loose, and Jared Schutte scoops it up for the Lakers.
That was an interesting matchup. We had Eli Kraft on Zwemmer, and I would have given that to Kraft all day.
And we have a full timeout called by Lakers. It's Harbor Beach 20, Lakers 13 with 6:03 left in the second quarter. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cass City, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cass City. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
Majeski wanted to talk things over with his team. They suddenly trail by 7, the largest lead for the Pirates tonight. As Lakers has not scored yet in the second quarter, it was 18-13 after one, and now only 2 points from Harbor Beach. John, what do you think Majeski was saying up with his team?
Well, not only is he trying to find two more scorers, but Paul Zwemmer has been on the snide right now also. And so they're probably going to try to work it into Zwemmer and let him take over.
Kyle Binder for the jump shot from the right corner, just inside the three, goes no good. Rebound Josh Schelke for the Pirates. Here's Eli Kraft, top of the key, now to Andrew Seaman at the right wing. 5:40 left in the second. Now Aaron Ginther, the left corner. Laker fan base large and strong tonight as they feed to Brandon Oswald from the left block for 2, and it's good. It's now 22-13, a 9-point lead for the Pirates, the largest of their night. We've had 3 lead changes and 2 ties in this game. Lakers came out with a 4-0 lead right to begin the game. 5:20 left in the second. Binder feeds into Zwemmer inside the lane from the right side. Goes up for the nice, smooth-looking shot. Rolls right into the rim. Zwemmer with 8. Lakers with 15. They trail by 7. Harbor Beach has 22. Aaron Ginther puts the finger roll. It's air ball. Rebound by Oswald. He's rejected by about the rim. Here comes Jared Schutte for the Lakers. Evan Kaczynski, left wing. Being guarded by Schelke now. Top of the key to Post. He's at the left elbow, back to Kaczynski, feeds to the Zwemmer, left block, and it's stripped away by Ginther. But he got a little too much body on it, and he's called with the foul. That'll be the 6th team foul for Harbor Beach the rest of the way out. Lakers will be shooting at least 1 free throw, and that's the 2nd foul against Aaron Ginther. So Jonathan Kraft will be checking back in for Harbor Beach after the first free throw, as well as Dominic Guardian for the Lakers. At the line, shooting 2 is Paul Zwemmer. First one is up and good, the lefty. He's a left-handed 6'5" junior, Paul Zwemmer is. Very unique situation. Kyle Binder sits down, Dominic Guardian's in. And Ginther sits down as Jonathan Kraft is in. Second free throw coming for Paul Zwemmer. It's 22-16, a 6-point.